Hi, Andrea. What's on your mind?
Yes, I am. Thank you. You were just mentioning something that killed cancer when I turned on the radio.
Yes, ma'am.
And I wondered if you could repeat that to me. What you said, something about getting it at the pet store or from the vet?
I'm not kidding, ma'am. It's something that I learned. If you happen to have a chance to read the newsletter that's posted at the Green Medicine Newsletter website, I just learned very recently, and it blew me away. And so I went to online, of course, National Library of Medicine, and looked the stuff up. And oh my goodness, I found 19 articles that said that it kills cancer. I'm sorry, 18 articles that said that it kills all different kinds of cancer cells, and one article that said that when they tried it, it didn't. But I like 18-to-1 odds. So anyway, ma'am, the official name of the stuff, there's three different names. Let's see. The one I was reading about is MEB. This is the technical name. I'll get to a trade name in a moment. MEBENDAZOLE, mebendazole. One type of this stuff is sold as something called Vermox, V-E-R-M-O-X. That's a trade name. You can find it online. Just put in V-E-R-M-O-X. But if you like to go and read the science, and you don't have to read the whole article. Sometimes you can just read the abstract. You just go to that PubMed, PubMed.com.
Okay.
And then you put two things into your search engine. The word cancer and that word I just spelled for you, MEBENDAZOLE. And oh my goodness, ma'am, up will come a whole bunch of articles, and they cover not just the mebendazole, but there's another one called flubendazole, and I forget what the other bendazole is, but there's three different bendazoles. And oh my goodness, they've been around since 2012, 2013, showing that it kills all these cancer cells. Yeah,
gosh,
I know.
That's just great. And I know that they really haven't done anything with AMA treatments for cancer differently in decades.
No.
Recently they've known about this.
Well, they've not known about it, ma'am, but we all know the reason for this, and that is you cannot hang a patent on this natural stuff. And so even though researchers report it, nobody wants to be selling it because, you see, first they have to get it, quote, approved, unquote, and quote, unquote, and to get it approved, according to the Tufts University Center for the Drug Development, and this was 5-6 years ago, it cost $2.6 billion to get approval. And so how can you get that approval if you can't hang a patent on it and sell it for lots of money? So it just blows me away. It just sits there in the National Library of Medicine. And thank you, Dr. David Williams, for alerting us all to it.
Oh, that is just great. Could you repeat the spelling of that for me again?
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
No, M-E, like me or you. I mean me.
Okay, M-E.
B-E-N.
E-E-N.
No, that would be B-E-N, like Ben, as in Franklin.
I'm sorry, our phone just has a bad connection. Okay, mm-hmm. B-E-N.
D-A, as in district attorney, D-A. And then Z, as in zoo, O-L-E.
Now, before the Z, did you say D-A-M-M-Z?
Nope. D-A-Z-O-L-E.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. I'll call you back and let you know if it works.
Okay, please do. And please, if you're into that sort of thing, go to the National Library of Medicine, do a little reading.
I really will do that. And thank you for your information.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling.